Ron Rivera, you are my teammate, but the cheers won't be for you this week. Bears, Carolina, noon, lakefront.
The Bears are looking to take the fifth in a row on the lakefront Sunday at Soldier Field. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears go for their fifth win in a row this Sunday at Soldier Field. First, I want to ask you about the defense against Cam Newton. Newton has not played as well this year as he did last year, but last year at Soldier Field, the Panthers, 548 yards, the most against the Bears since 1982. What is the key for the defense to contain him this time?
Well, assume Cam Newton is full of greatness, because he is, but how does he use that greatness? He's got great feet. He can open up the field anytime he wants to. But I think as a player develops, as a quarterback gets older in his career, they encourage him to throw the ball more and run less. And that's where the troubles come in. Because I don't think Cam Newton has taken the steps forward as a passing quarterback, but he's still a great athlete. So it's going to come down to Charles Tillman, Tim Jennings, the defensive line pressure, but it's going to take responsible defense. You cannot allow a portion of the field to open up, because that's when his feet will take advantage of you and he could be gone.
Let's talk about the Bears offense now. They came out great last game on Monday night against the Lions, scored a touchdown on their opening possessions for the first time since last season, didn't score a touchdown again, another touchdown the whole game. A lot of that had to do with Jay Cutler getting injured, sore ribs and all that stuff. What do you expect from the Bears offense? Where would you like to see them improve this week against Carolina?
You know, again, and I'm going to say it week in and week out, this offense is a process until the end of the season. And I think they have an opportunity to take another step forward in the process of beating the opponent. Ron is going to come in here with that a defense that plays fast, laterally, upfield, and they're a physical team. So now the Bears have to come out and match the Carolina's talent. But then what are they going to do? What do they feel strong about? I think coming off of the game Monday night, they've got to feel confident about their running game, over 170 yards rushing. And I think that's where you start. If you start an effective running game on the line of scrimmage, then that's going to open up the easily protected play-action pass for Jay Cutler, keep him out of harm's way. And then when they need to have a strong offensive line, protect Jay and let him get the ball downfield. Brandon Marshall's still here. You know, Kellen Davis still here. Devin Hester, Earl Bennett. All the weapons are still here, but it's going to be about protect Jay Cutler this week.
And I know Matt Forte, there hasn't been a lot of talk about him so far this week, but his two biggest games of his career, rushing-wise, have both come against the Carolina Panthers. I want to ask you about the offensive line, though. You mentioned the rushing attack, how they're producing more yards. Mike Tice has said that the last two games have been the most physical that he's seen out of the line since he's been here in 3 years. What do you think? I know no one watches the line closer than you do.
It's true. They're getting more physical, but they're improving. And I think that's the key to why they're playing more physical. His physical is attached to confidence. And as the offensive line gets more confident with themselves as a unit, and then you approach the line of scrimmage more aggressively, and then you have the physical attachment to it. So I think that's the key. You know, as much criticism as the offensive line has been taking, they are getting better as the season progresses. And that's still part of the process of the offense getting better, is the offensive line becoming more comfortable within themselves. And I still think this is a different challenge this week than it was last week against Detroit. And now the offensive line has to morph into what they need to do to be successful. They got to play lower. They got to play faster. They got to make sure that running game gets going with Forte and Bush.
This week's Twitter question is from Super Bob, not to be confused with Super Dave Osborne, as we were talking about. He wants to know, will the offense start picking it up once the defense comes back to earth? Defense playing out of its mind right now.
Well, Super Bob, I don't ever expect the defense to come back down to earth. I expect them to continue playing at the level they're playing until the end of the season, hopefully at the end of the Super Bowl. But as we explained a little earlier, this offense is a process, and I think you're going to have to live with the growing pains week in and week out, because they have so many different moving parts that are trying to get organized within this system.
Tom, every week we pick a player that's going to have a significant impact on the game. Make your case for somebody.
I'm going to go with Major Wright, because the desperation at the quarterback position scares me. Cam Newton can always get himself into an open throwing lane. If he recognizes a receiver downfield where coverage is relaxed, that's where Major Wright's got to step up to the plate and pick it out of the air.
I'm going to make my case for Matt Forte. Like we mentioned earlier, he's had his two best games of his career against the Carolina Panthers. The Bears want to establish the run. They've done a great job the last couple of weeks. They want to get an early lead so they can get single coverage on guys like Brandon Marshall outside. Look for Matt Forte to have a huge game on Sunday. Tom, great analysis as always. It's going to be fun Sunday. The Bears go for their fifth straight win. They hope to maintain sole possession of first place in the NFC North. It's going to be a great day. We're hoping for a win. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.